USA News, I'm Lance Pry. At least 25 people have died as a result of the winter storm in Buffalo, New York, with officials saying the number could rise. Across the country, 1 million energy customers lost power and thousands of flights were canceled. Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday and plans to slash its schedules today and Wednesday. The cancellations have stranded thousands of customers. New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the devastation from the once-in-a-lifetime storm in the Empire State.
Fortunately, we know that there will be more numbers that will be being unveiled as soon as they're actually confirmed, but there is substantial, significant, and devastating loss of life as a result of this winter storm.
Incoming Representative George Santos, the Republican from New York, admitted in two interviews Monday to embellishing parts of his resume and said he intends to be sworn in at the start of a new Congress on January 3rd. Santos has been accused of lying about the facts on his resume. So the holidays brought you something you need to return. Jeremy Scott has the inside scoop on how to do returns to the store properly.
Perhaps you didn't like it, or you'd prefer store credit to spend on something else. Either way, retailers will no doubt be busy this week accepting returns. If you want to feel less stress in the process, the Better Business Bureau has some recommendations.
You need to contact the store to see what their policies are in terms of returning items, whether you have to do it online, offline, or how quickly you have to do it.
Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau tells WGN a receipt is important, as many stores will not refund your money without one. It's also advised that you ask about a restocking fee, which can be up to 25%. And don't go to the store during peak hours to save yourself the headache of waiting in line. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Los Angeles Chargers went into Indianapolis for Monday Night Football and secured a win 20-3 last night. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. And it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year. But it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
26-year-old Alexandra Eckersley, a homeless woman living in a tent in the woods, was arrested on a felony charge of reckless conduct from the Concord District Court for endangering the welfare of a child. Manchester police said the woman was charged after they found her just-born baby boy in a Manchester, New Hampshire wooded area. Officials confirmed the baby is alive and improving. The death toll from a gas tanker that exploded in Johannesburg on Saturday has nearly doubled to 15. South African police added that they've arrested the driver and charged him with culpable homicide. The blast occurred when the vehicle caught fire under a low bridge on Christmas Eve. It blew a roof off of a portion of a hospital, destroyed numerous cars, and engulfed the area with burning fuel. The ugly side of humanity after a disaster is being played out in Buffalo, New York.
In Buffalo alone, at least 28.1 inches of snow reportedly fell this Christmas. New York State Police confirmed they were responding to claims across social media about looting across the city. Looters have ransacked stores that were closed during the devastating Christmas storm that left at least 50 dead across the USA and millions without power. I'm Victoria Idoni.
SpaceX chief executive Elon Musk said on Monday that the company is now close to having 100 active Starlink internet satellites above Iran. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.